Hey everybody, Pastor Stephen Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona, with another Trinity moment, proving that the Trinity is biblical and that oneness or modalism is a lie. You don't have to read very far in the Bible before you get to plurality in regard to God. Right in Genesis chapter 1, you can see in verse number 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth." So God created man in his own image. Notice the switch to singular. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. So right there we have the plurality in verse 26 of "let us make man in our image." And then there's the "so God made man in his own image." Why? Because God is both three and he's one. Why? Because it's three persons, one God. I mean, the Bible says there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one, which is why either a plural pronoun can be used, such as "let us make man in our image," or a singular pronoun can be used, "God made man in his own image." So Genesis chapter 1 is the only place you have to go in the Old Testament to start seeing this Trinity doctrine being rolled out. Now, obviously, the Trinity is not clear in the Old Testament. They saw through a glass darkly. In the New Testament, this doctrine is very clearly taught. But once you know about it from the New Testament, you see it everywhere in the Old Testament, starting in Genesis 1.